Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Margaret Riley talking about antibiotic resistance. Back with Dr. Riley in just a moment.
When we set out to build the largest and most technologically advanced tractor in Kubota history, we had your operation in mind. That's why we focused on the hard-working details, like powerful Kubota diesel engines, smooth shifting transmission options, a heavy-duty front axle, premium cab with the latest features, and a best-in-class Kubota front loader. Introducing the all-new M7 Series, built with you in mind. We are Kubota. This is what we do.
It's go time. So when we say DuPont Pioneer is with you from the word go, that means now. Just ask your local team.
It's time to put our high-yielding corn products to work on your farm.
With superior genetics, they're built to yield.
Your local Pioneer team understands timing is everything.
We're ready when you are.
It's go time.
So let's get going.
Talk to your local Pioneer sales professional about planting Pioneer brand corn products. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
Dr. Margaret Riley is with the Department of Biology at the University of Massachusetts Amherst, and at the recent Bayer Advocacy Conference, she talked about the tremendous challenge we're facing these days when it comes to antibiotic resistance. And she says it's something that she and her peers agree is a big, big issue, a big problem that's not going away.
So it's not just my opinion. The World Health Organization has stated that antibiotic resistance is one of the top three human health challenges. And that number's just going up. We're going from third to second to first. So it is. It's going to be a devastating post-antibiotic era. And the main problem is we don't have alternatives available.
I know that there's a lot of finger pointing going on right now that, you know, animal agriculture is the blame for a lot of problems, and there's other reasons as well thrown out there. What's driving the resistance issue?
It's a very simple equation. The reason antibiotic resistance is increasing is because whoever uses antibiotics, we're selecting for resistance. Now, the resistance already exists in nature. It's been around for billions of years. And as we consume billions of tons of antibiotics in agriculture, in human health, in aquaculture, we are selecting for those resistant strains, and they're not going to disappear. And they can spread from human to human, from animal to human, from animal to animal. Finger pointing is a waste of effort because that doesn't get at the real issue, which is we've got to figure out where to go from here.
And Dr. Riley says time's wasting on solving this problem.
We have already lost the efficacy of many of our most powerful drugs. So let's get over that. And we know that agriculture requires antibiotics. It requires it for animal health. It requires it, in some cases, for productivity. And they're doing the very best they can with the antibiotics that are available to them. So let's imagine a future where it isn't us or them. It's all of us saying we need some antibiotics that are designed to treat human pathogens. We need some antibiotics that are designed to treat animal pathogens or being used prophylactically to help increase animal production, for example. And we all have to contribute to figuring out how to make that happen. It's costly. It's a timely period. It's 10 years to develop a new drug, 15 years. So we've got to start now thinking about the future instead of looking back and pointing fingers.
Dr. Margaret Riley says we need to move quickly in this battle regarding antibiotic resistance. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the Choctaw County Land and Cattle's first annual bull and female sale. It's April 9th at 1 o'clock at the ranch in Boswell, Oklahoma. The sale features registered Angus and registered Sim Angus, 18-month-old bulls, tested and ready for service, and the bulls were developed right here on the ranch. Females are AI-bred and ultrasound safe in calf. For more information, call Billy Hall at 918-244-0154 or go to the website at www.cclcattle.com.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.